This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program. Oh, we've been having a time talking about being free from worry. And today I call this lesson, Worry Goodbye. That's so powerful to even think of that you and I could be free from worry. The world is consumed with worry. The world makes money off of worry. The world, they promote worry and fear and complaining and scandals. But Jesus didn't call us to live like that. He paid the price for us to have complete and total peace, conquering in our spirit and conquering in our mind and in our body. Now that is great news. And I want to offer you my 5-part video series because this could really help somebody. Maybe you know somebody and they're consumed with worry. This could be the thing that really just helps them a lot and gets them over that hump. And how about a companion, a study guide? And you can get deeper inside of the Word of God and study it yourself and decide, no, I am not gonna be one that's conquered by worry. I'm gonna be one that's conquered by peace. And also I wanna offer you my book, Jesus is Your Healer. And the subtitle is The Power of His Sacrifice, Both to Save and to Heal. And I just want to proclaim to you boldly that every drop of blood that came off of Jesus in that horrible crucifixion and in Gethsemane, in every drop was your salvation, your deliverance, deliverance from hell. But in every drop was also your healing. Oh, it's so magnificent. I talk to you so much about it in this book, and I want you to have it. I believe that it's going to help you. Well, I want you to stay with me because I'm going to be right back, and we're going to talk about how we have authority over worry, and we can say, worry, goodbye.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Maybe you're saying to yourself right now, how in the world can I be free from worry? Denise, be realistic. Well, there are worries and there are stress and there's anxiety, and it all comes to all of us. It all knocks on all of our doors. But it matters if we open the door or if we say, no, you're not coming in. And I've said this to you before, dear friend, but the honest truth is that Jesus paid that amazing price to bring peace to our heart and for the fruits of the Spirit to be on the inside of us. And one of them is peace. And for us to experience is peace, even in the hardest of times. He paid that price. And so we can experience peace no matter what is going on around us. Now, I want you to go with me to Philippians chapter 4, and it's verse 6. And it says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Okay, well, that first phrase, be anxious for nothing. Well, in the Greek, that word nothing is a tiny little word in the Greek language, and it's the word T. And that means to the minutest of detail, the smallest of detail, from the biggest care, worry, problem, to the smallest, we're to be anxious for nothing. Oh, friend, that is amazing. And then when you think that the Apostle Paul is writing this in the most horrible prison at that time, historians say that he was standing in sewage and death was all around him. And I can't even imagine the stench. I cannot even imagine the stench. What about rats crawling on that sewage? I mean, we just don't know. And he writes, be anxious for nothing? What an example. No, if the Apostle Paul can write that with such conviction by the Holy Spirit, we have these writings through him, then God is talking out to us. He's reaching out right now through his word and saying to you and saying to me, my precious child, don't be anxious for anything. That is his truth to us. And he says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. And that means in everything that you, if you're tempted to worry about it, then you could pray about it. So whatever it is that you're worried about, start praying about, start talking to God about it. Start looking up scriptures about it. Start saying, God, your word says about this. And then tell God. Supplication is where you pour out your heart to God. You are telling him exactly what you want, exactly where you are, exactly what his word says about the situation. And you say, God, I'm standing with your word on this. This is a picture of supplication. But then it's followed with thanksgiving. Now that's very important. That's very important. Because as we're pouring out our heart to God, we've got to continually be thankful for who he is, what he's done, what he's doing in our life right now, what he's done in the past, what he's blessed us with, what we're receiving that others may not have the opportunity to receive, that we can see, that we can talk, that we can walk, that we have food, that we have a house. Being thankful is so powerful. And a lot of people, when they pray, and even Christians do this, is they pour out their complaint to the Lord, and then they stop right there, and they don't acknowledge that he's done anything good in their life. It's so easy to do that. But that's not what God wants us to do, and that's not where the power is. The power is being anxious, saying no, and then praying about it, and then thanking God for his goodness, magnifying him for who he is. And then the verse follows, and let your requests be made known to God. God wants to know what your request is. In verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now this responsibility of the peace of God in your heart is like an umpire. So something comes up against your mind, against your heart, and it's not peaceful. It has fear in it, it has worry in it, it has complaining in it, anxiety in it. And the peace of God in your heart, like an umpire, he stands up and he says, no, you're not coming in. Nope, you're not coming in. I don't know if you've ever watched hockey. I've watched just very, very little. But I watch those goalies. And I am telling you, when that puck comes towards that goal, that goalie, like an umpire, like a great umpire, he lunges out there and he's like, nope. You're not coming in. Well, the peace of God is greater than that goalie. And he stands up and says, no fear, you're not coming in. No worry, you're not coming in here. That's how powerful the peace of God is that's on the inside of you. And so if we listen to that peace, to that umpire, and we agree and we say, no, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to listen to the peace of God that's on the inside of me. When we're doing that, friend, the Bible says in James chapter 4, and it's verse 8, and it says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Well, I'm going to give myself as an example. This happened many, many, many years ago, but I was in great distress about something, and I just wanted this situation to change, and the situation was not changing. And so I went to the Lord, I went with my complaints, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and it said, that person doesn't need to change, you need to change. I said, okay, well, Lord, how are we going to do that? And the scripture says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So I said, Lord, okay, I obviously do not know what to change. I don't know how to change. I don't even know how to touch what it is that needs to be changed. But I have your word and it says to draw near to you. And then there's a promise that you're giving to me, then you'll draw near to me. So I made a decision. I decided that I was going to get up 1.5 hours before my family. The boys were small at that time. And so I got up, and every morning I had my nose and my eyes in the Word of God. Actually, I just stayed in the book of Proverbs, and I just stayed there, and I just stayed there, and I stayed there. Every morning I was there. Well, I didn't see anything happening. I didn't see anything changing. I didn't see my attitude changing. I didn't see anything happening. But one day I had this thought, and it was like the Holy Spirit opened my eyes, and He said to me, I'm just going to tell you what He said to me. He said, you have competition in your heart against your husband. I said, I do. Oh, okay. And so I even told my husband. I said, Rick, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, I have competition in my heart against you. Well, I didn't see anything change. I just heard the Holy Spirit speak. But I continued to seek Him every morning. And one morning, just a few days after that, I was seeking the Lord. And what does the scripture say? It says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Well, what happened that morning was God drew near to me. And He revealed to me that competition. He revealed to me what it looked like, the sin of it, what was wrong with it, the darkness of it, how it was stealing from me, my relationship with Him, my relationship with my husband. And I'm telling you honestly, He revealed so much to me. He delivered me in that moment. And I wept over that for a few days. And that's the truth. But do you know that I was completely delivered? I was completely delivered. But why? Because I said, oh, Lord, I need you to, Lord, please change my husband. Please change my husband. Please change my husband. No, I did say that, but got deeper than that. It came to God. I need your help here. And He said, He's not your problem. You are. Well, I could have even resented that, but no, I was seeking Him. And I did what His word said. which was, draw near to him and he'll draw near to you. Well, friend, when you draw near to him, he doesn't draw near to you empty-handed. He draws near to you with answers and deliverance and power for your situation. And that's exactly what he did to me that day, is he drew near to me with power and with answers and with deliverance. And I've never been the same since. Because if you want to get rid of that anxiety, of that fear, of that anxiousness, whatever form it is, worry, complaining, draw close to the one who's never anxious, the one who's never in fear, the one who is completely peaceful. Draw close to him. When you draw close to him, his presence is going to affect you. And it surely affected me that day. So how can we do what the scripture says and keep drawing near to the Lord and keep saying no to worry and keep having this peacefulness in our heart? Well, I want to give you some wonderful examples in the Old Testament. And the first example that I want to give you is in 2 Chronicles. And the children of Israel, they're having a huge problem because they are against an enemy three times larger than themselves. And it's three different armies who have come together to come against them. It's for sure that they will be annihilated, and they will all be dead. So the King Jehoshaphat, he proclaims a fast, he seeks the Lord, the people are seeking the Lord, a prophet speaks, and the prophet, and God says through the prophet, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 16, and it says, tomorrow go down against them, they will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid or dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face in the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, and they worshiped the Lord. Now, they worshiped the Lord. That's drawing close to the Lord. And when they worshiped the Lord, their assignment was go down to the enemy the next day. But the word of the Lord said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Now, if they were all consumed with worry and distrust about what God said, they would have never been able to walk down to their enemy with only one weapon. It was the praise of God in their mouth. And they walked down to their enemy and they said, praise the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Now, we don't know how many times they said that, but friend, I'm telling you that they could not have been consumed with worry and fear and walked down there in confidence and say praises to God and carry no weapons. God's strategy was so powerful. They trusted in the Lord. They made a way for the Lord to do something instead of worrying about it and holding it in their hands and crying about it all night. No, they worshiped the Lord and they opened a place for the supernatural. And the next day, when they went down and they gave the praises to the Lord, the enemy those three different armies, they all attacked each other. And the spoil was so great from those armies that the Israelites collected the spoil for 3 days. Now, how important is it for us to not worry? If we worry, we're closing our eyes to what God really wants to do. I said to you before, we hold it in our hands and we don't give it into His hands. I said to you on another program that it's like being drunk with care and worry, and that drunk people don't see or see things very clearly, situations, or act completely right because their vision and their personality is affected by the effects of alcohol. And that's how worry is. But when we say, no, Lord, I am not going to worry. I don't want my eyes blinded anymore, God. I want to see you, God, do great and mighty things. And friend, I'm telling you, when it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Well, there's a great promise there, because if we trust in the Lord, then we have an open door for Him to direct our paths. The children of Israel, if they would just have worried and not believed the prophets and not obeyed, they would have been killed the next day. But because they trusted in God and they worshiped God, it opened the door for God to do supernatural things for them. Friend, I'm going to come right back and I'm going to pray with you. But I want us to agree together that as we trust in the Lord, we're not just like being religious and saying, I trust in the Lord. No, we are opening the door for God to do something so supernatural, because we are in agreement with Him and we open that door for God to do amazing things when we turn away from worry. Well, stay with me, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever worried about something? Are you worried about it right now? Did you know you can fight the temptation to give in to worry-filled thoughts? Today's world thrives on worry and promotes fear, complaining, and scandals. But the good news is, Jesus hasn't called you to live that way. He tells you not to worry, and Jesus never tells you to do something without giving you the power to do it. In her new series, Worry Goodbye, Denise Renner explains, what is worry? What Jesus says about worry? What we can do to change our habits of worry? The danger of keeping even a little bit of worry? This encouraging 5-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains that God sent His Son to bear the punishment for every sickness and disease, so that you could live strong and disease-free all the days of your life. The simple yet profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in the divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can order Jesus is Your Healer today for just $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, Worry Goodbye, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now, or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, is that not amazing, the power that we have to say no to worry, no to anxiety, no to complaining, and what it opens the door for? It opens the door for answers. It opens the door for power. It opens the door the supernatural, just like we saw for the children of Israel. I want to quote a verse to you, and it is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power of God that works in us." If we're worrying, we're not trusting that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That's what he's open to you and I, is amazing things by his Spirit. He's paved the way. Jesus took everything for us so that he could give us everything. It says in Romans that he didn't spare his own son, but he gave him up for us all, that he would give us all things. Oh, friend, it's so powerful. I want to help you say no to worry. Here's my 5-part video series. If you didn't have you ordered it yet, please order it, because it's going to help you or somebody else. And also the companion study guide, going to get that word deeper in your heart. And you need this book if you're struggling with any kind of sickness or disease, because Jesus paid for it. Well, thank you for being with me. I love you, and I will see you next time. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Perhaps I have to do another test.
The only thing to do is to wait.
I wish things have gone another way. I want to be healthy.
If there is no one to support you, don't give up. Just contact us, choosing your available way. We're waiting for your call, willing to give you prayer support. Two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.